We'll talk about it. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I was crushed when I heard the news this morning, shortly after getting off the air with Heidi. And it was an Adam Laxalt tweet that kind of let the cat out of the bag. I'm not sure if the RNC was going to announce it or somebody else. But anyway, stick around. More to do. We'll talk about it. Here's the number, 844. The number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay right where you are on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
And a quick check of the traffic cams right now. We're getting some moderate flows as you work your way through the Beltway there. 215 east at Green Valley, westbound 215 at Valley Verde. Crews are cleaning up a couple of crashes that we talked about at the top of the hour. 95 north of Martin Luther King and 15 north at Tropicana. Some shoulder activity right there. Also expect some slow flows there. Interstate 15 southbound at Cheyenne as people make their way southward. Do remember the road work which is taking place around the valley. Tropicana between Pecos and Boulder Highway. Those lane restrictions continue. Ditto with Boulder Highway between Sahara and Charleston.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley.
The Mountain West Conference releasing a statement that they are working on plans for football and fall sports to return to play. When that might be, completely unknown. No timeline is given, but it is something that the league reportedly is actively working on. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, their series against the Stars now even 1-1. They were able to even the Western Conference Finals by knocking off Dallas yesterday by a 3-0 score. Paul Stastny, William Karlsson, and Tomas Nosek all scoring for the Golden Knights, and Robin Lehner stops all 24 shots that he faces. Game 3 is scheduled for tomorrow night.
This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215 just west of Jones.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Okay, to your phone calls. Always good to hear from Clinical Carl. Carl, you're up and you're on. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kevin, as far as the thing is being cut down is because of it's because of the pandemic. I mean, that's the only reason. They can't have more than a certain amount of people together. And when he does have people together, he has them all, thousands sitting together without masks. And that's the reason. That's the main reason.
Okay. Now, let me just ask you. There were thousands of people. I'm not saying lots of thousands, but I'm guessing in the 3,000 to 4,000 mark yesterday in Winston-Salem, South Carolina. They all looked happy. They looked contented. What was wrong with that?
Well, they looked happy and contented, but they can't tell what's going to happen to them for at least a week to 2 weeks. And the ones with masks were all the ones in the front row. If you want to really notice it and take a good look, everybody with masks were in the first and second row. If you looked, all the rest of them, all 1,000 of them, had no masks at all and were 6 inches apart from each other. And they were not going to find out what's going to happen to them for a week or two.
But you know, hey, but Carl, you know what's stupid about it? You know what's stupid about it? I walk into places, Sierra Gold. I walk into, different restaurants and bars. And I see people with no mask on. And they're fine.
Well, fine. Very good. But luckily, though, I do wear a mask when I go into certain places where there are a lot of people. But unfortunately, they're going to have their family members or friends visit them in the hospital, possibly in the future, or I won't. There's the big difference. And my final point I want to bring up with you is, did you believe that article in The Atlantic?
No. If the sources will come out of the shadows, then maybe I'd believe it. But right now,
let me give you a little real quick, just about one more minute, clinically, why I believe it, and I'm going to tell you why. Because Trump is a very jealous type of person. When you're jealous and you feel inferior to anybody else, like heroes or people who do things which you can't do, you try to belittle them, you try to insult them.
But Carl, 15, 18 people come out and... Hold on. Carl, 15, 18 people come out and claim that this is a bunch of... that it's just not true. And
no, a lot of them said they didn't hear him say that. Doesn't mean they weren't standing next to him when they did it. But he said so many things in the past. Everybody's writing these books, and they all, some have on tape. What's his name? Woodward just came out, and he's got it on tape.
Well, we'll get to Bob Woodward.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
We will get to Bob Woodward and his book. Carl, I'm glad you called. I'm coming up on a break. That's a clinic, and that there's a reason we call him Clinical Carl. Yeah. Coming up, We'll get to that book because Kayleigh McEnany this morning was grilled about that book and the tapes supposedly. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more. Don't forget, Michael McDonald will try and sort out what happened and why the president had to cancel not one but two events here in the state of Nevada. Michael McDonald is the Nevada Republican Party chair. And we'll find out why. Was the governor involved? The palace intrigue is incredible. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Wednesday. It's Hump Day on AM 670 KMZQ.
Big fashion trend?
Mask can be a fashion statement.
It's true. I bedazzled mine.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it. I'm here to tell you about PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. For over 8 months, I dealt with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I discovered PIBCOA. After just 6 pain-free treatments at PIBCOA, my shoulder pain went away. Repeat, my shoulder pain went away, and we canceled the surgery. Make your pain go away. Call PIBCOA at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767.
At Second Amendment Guns, they always believe and uphold everyone's Second Amendment right to carry. They put their customers first and thrive to achieve 100% satisfaction with each customer they serve. Second Amendment Guns, a veterans-owned and operated store, is happy to announce the opening of their second store, along with a state-of-the-art shooting range at the old DMV building in Pahrump. Become a founding member by logging on to secondamendmentguns.com/memberships. By becoming a founding member, you can take advantage of a wide variety of discounts at secondamendmentguns.com/memberships.
Prevention is important. Help prevent the spread of illness and keep yourself and others well. Here are some of the most effective ways you can prevent the spread of germs. Wash your hands by scrubbing thoroughly with soap and hot water for at least 20 seconds, and always wash before you touch your face, eat, or drink. Use hand sanitizers in addition to hand washing or where soap and water are not available. Limit sharing of items such as utensils, cups, and dishes. Avoid all physical contact with others, including handshakes and kisses. Practice social distancing by maintaining a distance of 6 feet from others. Sneeze or cough into a tissue or the inside of your elbow. Avoid contact with ill individuals and insist they isolate themselves. Sanitize frequently touched surfaces in your home and workplace several times a day. An ounce of prevention is worth a ton of cure. Download the free booklet at Scientology.org/stay well.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by SRT Special Services. In the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Now, if your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call right now, 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. I mentioned to Carl that we would get to this whole Woodward's tapes thing. And the notion, well, I'll let you hear Kayleigh McEnany. She was grilled during the daily briefing this morning. And this was Kayleigh McEnany. This is Cut 6, go.
Did President Trump intentionally mislead the American people about the threat of COVID, a pandemic that has now cost the lives of nearly 200,000 Americans?
Absolutely not. This president, at a time when you're facing insurmountable challenges, it's important to express confidence. It's important to express calm.
Always play it down. Is playing it down, is that expressing calm? It seems dishonest. It seems.
Can you read the rest of the quote?
That's how much they put in there.
Oh, you excluded the last part.
We'll play the full thing on 60
Minutes. Please do. Do you deny
that?
Please do explain. Please, of course I deny that. And he makes clear that he doesn't want to see chaos, by the way, is the second part of the quote, which you failed to read. The president, just days after having this discussion with Bob Woodward, said this from this podium on March 30th. He said, "I do want them to stay calm. We are doing a great job. If you look at the individual statements, they're all true. Stay calm. It will go away, but it's important to stay calm." So this president does what leaders do, good leaders. It's stay calm and resolute at a time when you face an insurmountable challenge.
So
that's what this president
says. It will not appear that the president lied to the American public about the threat posed by COVID.
The president has never lied to the American public on COVID. The president's been the president was expressing calm, and his actions reflect that. On January 6th, the CDC issued a Wuhan travel notice before any confirmed U.S. cases, among a number of other actions. And I'd refer you to Dr. Fauci, who said that this president has an impressive response. I can't imagine under any circumstance that anyone could be doing anything more. That is the record of this president.
Now, let's get to Dr. Fauci, who has been in and out of the president's doghouse over the course of the last 5, 6, 7 months. And I want you to hear Judy Woodruff from PBS interviewed Dr. Fauci. And the COVID-19 vaccine, according to Dr. Fauci, and he knows, is possible. But not, well, I think the way he put it was, but unlikely. Well, how do you know that? In sports, we always talk about the players who've never won the big game. They've never been successful in the Super Bowl or whatever it is. And until they do, you just assume that they can't do it. Let's go quickly, if we can, to cut number 5. This is Dr. Fauci with Judy Woodruff. Again, the vaccine by November 3rd, possible, but unlikely. Here's Dr. Fauci.
Let's turn to the big question, the vaccine. As you know, there's a lot of speculation about when we are going to have a safe and effective vaccine that's available to everyone who needs it. What do you know about it right now?
Well, right now, there are 6 or 7 candidates that the U.S. government is helping to facilitate, either by developing with them or by pre-purchasing of doses, or allowing our clinical trial network to be available to them. 3 of those candidates are already in phase 3 trial, which means you're going to enroll tens of thousands of people, volunteers, to determine if it's safe and effective. The phase 3 trials that got started, the first 2 got started on July 27th. It's a prime and a boost dose. You prime, and then 28 days later, you give a boost. Right now, the trials are about 2/3 enrolled. We project that by the end of September, they will be fully enrolled. Then you add another month, a month and a half, to get that second dose. So that's the reason why I have been projecting, Judy, that by the end of the year, by November or December, we will know whether we have a safe and effective vaccine. I feel cautiously optimistic that we will, given the preliminary data that we've seen. And then there are a couple of other vaccines that are going to go into phase 3 trial at the end of September and then October. So sequentially, you have a lot of the candidates in play, which really is the reason why we're optimistic that we will be successful with one or more, and that will likely start taking place by the end of the calendar year 2020.
But the idea that we're going to have a vaccine by November 3rd, how realistic?
Well, I think that's unlikely. The only way you can see that scenario come true is if that there are so many infections in the clinical trial sites that you get a efficacy answer sooner than you would have projected. Like I said, It's not impossible, Judy, but it's unlikely that we'll have a definitive answer at that time, more likely by the end of the year.
See, but that leaves open the possibility we may end up with a vaccine by November 3rd. I mean, I'm sorry, but it's true. By the way, coming up in our next hour, Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy Research Institute, he's going to join us coming up in our next hour. And I want to get his feedback on what happened today. Why is it that the president was coming to Nevada for not one but two appearances, one in Reno at the airport there, and one at McCarran here? Now, I'm going to be honest with you. The first time that it came to mind, I kept asking the question, well, where are all these people going to park? How are they going to get to the hangar? And I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. But suffice it to say, the president is not coming that we know of. Michael McDonald, by the way, will join us at 5:05. He has a direct pipeline to the White House. He is the chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, and maybe he'll be able to shed some light on exactly what happened and how this all unraveled. I don't know the answer to that question now, but I think after 5 o'clock, maybe after 4 o'clock, with Michael Schaus, maybe we'll find out more. Stick around. We got a whole bunch to do. It's a busy, busy week. We thought we had, you know, appearances by the president. Now it turns out we got nothing. Kind of sad. No, it just is. Because I was really looking forward to one of these hangar speeches. I've never been to a hangar speech. And again, I am the guy that, emceed the president's final rally in Las Vegas before the 2016 election. And, I've seen, 20, 25 of these hangar rallies on TV, and it's awesome to watch, really and truly. It is spectacular to see Air Force One taxi up to the open end of a hangar and park, and the president come bouncing off the. And I kept thinking, the difference between watching this and watching a Joe Biden rally, there is something that is just spectacular about it. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. More to come as we continue on this Wednesday, this hump day, on AM 670 KMZQ.
Fauci is no optimist.
We are living right now through a historic pandemic outbreak. We do not see any particular end in sight.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline and, more importantly, negative ions plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real Water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your Real Water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the Real Water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI for facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI for SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. The power of electrical devices is measured in the wattage that they use. A 1,500-watt hair dryer will dry hair faster than a 1,000-watt one. Hearing loss might be measured in wattage, as in, what did you say, or just what? Studies have shown that people with untreated hearing loss often become frustrated, leading to irritation, withdrawal, isolation, and loneliness, and are sometimes viewed by others as being disinterested, aloof, or crotchety. Not good. So if you or someone you love is suffering from too much wattage, call Shelley. Come in, find out what we can do about it. No charge. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 369-1321, QHALV.com, 369-1321.
Prince Charming is at the door with a glass slipper, but you have an ugly fungal infection on your toe. See, you've been using that rotten brand that just didn't work. Of course it didn't. It just sat there. But Cinderella knew better. She used Bye Bye Fungus, a revolutionary new treatment for those wretched fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is fast acting and has been found by doctors to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye Bye Fungus requires no costly office visits, painful procedures, and doesn't have the risks associated with expensive oral medications. It's as easy to apply as nail polish. And above all else, it's effective. So effective that it's patented. As Cinderella knew, this is the day to declare bye-bye, fungus. Remember, you can't hide a fungal infection in a glass slipper. Call 1-800-258-3635. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Okay, let's see. 55 days to Election Day. Early voting begins October 17. And I'll leave it kind of like this for this hour. Those of you still waiting for your $1,200 check from the government, it looks like you're going to be waiting some more, because they're going to vote in the Senate on a bill that does not have the $1,200 on it. I know. You don't have to tell me. I'd love to get a check for $1,200. You know, we'll talk about that. Michael Schaus will join us. He's the communications director for Nevada Policy Research Institute. What does he think is preventing the president from actually coming to Vegas, coming to Reno? We'll talk about that. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It's Wednesday. It's Hump Day on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month, and there are no contracts and no commitments. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there's no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance, so your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear another's burdens.